In our previous year, we began a discussion regarding the concept of Rubik Kekulei. Tosfos in Masechta Baba Kama, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, Divrei Hamaskil Kamash Malan, speaks about the case of a Beis Din. As we spoke in our previous year, by Beis Din, the halacha is Achir Rabim Lahatos. We follow the majority. So Tosfos discusses, how do we understand that? Do we understand that when we follow the Rav, it's like the entire Beis Din issued such a psak? Or do we look at it that we don't need all of the members of Beis Din to pask in that way? And Tosfos seems to take the position that we follow the, what Rubik Kekulei tells us. What Rubik Kekulei tells us is that Achram Lahatas tells us is that we need the entire quorum that's required for a Beis Din. But Rubik Kekulei tells us that the entire quorum that is considered as if we have the entire quorum. Actually, the source for Rubik Kekulei is a Gemara Masechta Nozir, Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Amar of Acha B'Rei D'Ravika, Zois Omeris, Rubik Kekulei M'Doraisa. The concept of Rubik Kekulei is Mai, Midagol Rachmona, Gaba Nozir. Since the Torah taught us by Nozir, by Yoim Hashvi Yigalchena, that the Nozir has to cut all of his hair. Why does the Torah have to go out of its way to teach us that he has to cut all of his hair? Because Hacha, because over here, the Torah is specifying Ad the Ikakulai until all of his hair is removed. Haba Alma, normally the Halacha is Rubik Kekulei to teach us that Rubik Rav is enough. Actually, the Chassam Sofer and the Shalos Tshuvos Chassam Sofer, Ois Simen Kuf Mem, Ois Dalet, and Reb Chaim Brisker and Simen Reish Chof Tes, say there's another source that we learn, Rubik Kekulei, and that's from what we just mentioned, the Halacha of a Beis Din, where the Torah tells us, Achri Rabim Lahatis. And in fact, I saw that the Chiddush HaRim explains that why do we need two Limudim to teach us Rubik Kekulei? Why is the Limud from the Gemara in Masechta Nozir not enough? So the Chiddush HaRim says, you can't learn the Halacha of a Sanhedrin from the Halacha of Nozir. Because when it comes to a haircut, so we're cutting the entire hair as one unit. So there, the halacha is when we have one unit, we say Rubik Kekulei. But a Sanhedrin is not one unit. A Sanhedrin is made up of many individuals and we have roiv of all of those individuals. And therefore, explains the Chiddush HaRim, if I only had the limud from Masechta Nozir, I would say that we only say Rubik Kekulei when we have one unit. To say it even by a Beis Din, we need to have another limud of Achir Rabim Lahatis. And in fact, Rav Chaim explains that when we speak about Roiv, there are two parts of Roiv. There are two ways to understand, there are two concepts that Roiv accomplishes. One is if we have a suffix. We don't know. We have a question. So there, we go bus a Roiv. The Torah says, when you don't know what to do, follow the Roiv. Then there's another halacha, where there is no suffix. But the Torah tells us that Rubai Kekulai. What does that mean? He says, when you have a Sanhedrin, and not everybody agrees with the Psak. So there, the Torah tells us that the Rubai Kekulai is good enough. That's one concept of Rubai Kekulai. But then there's another concept of Rubai Kekulai. That's, for example, when you have something non-kosher fell into a pot of kosher. So you know for sure that there's something non-kosher here. But since there's a roi, so there's no suffix here. By Sanhedrin, there's a question that comes to Sanhedrin. We don't know what to do. So the Torah tells us we follow the majority. When something non-kosher falls into your pot, there is no question. We know for sure that there's something non-kosher here. Or when we're doing a shechita, we spoke before that a shechita, the Gemara, the Mishnah Masechta Chulin tells us, you have to shecht both simonim, the kon and the veshet. But you don't have to do, the halakha is, if you shechted roiv, it's enough. So you know for sure that you didn't shecht the entire simon. The Torah tells us that roiv is good enough. And as I mentioned before, an understanding Rubai Kekulai by a Beis Din, what Rubai Kekulai tells us is that, and which is the difference between Rubai Kekulai and Hoylech Acha HaRoif, is that the entire, that even though you only have Roif of the Beis Din paskening one way, then the halacha is that as if the entire Beis Din paskened that way. And Rabbi Chanan explains this in the Sefer Kovetz Ha'aris very clearly. He says, when we just quoted the halacha, that to have a kosher shechita, you don't have to shecht the entire simon. Even if you shecht roiv of the simon, you're going to have a kosher shechita. He says, roiv doesn't make that you shechted the entire simon. The reality is that you did not shecht the entire simon. What roiv says is that it's enough that you should shecht roiv of the simon, and that will be considered a kosher shechita. Whereas the roiv that's said by Beis Din is a very different roiv. The roiv by Beis Din says that the miut is now considered, that miut that paskin differently, but because they're part of the Beis Din, and because we follow the majority, that miut is also considered as if they paskin that way. And now it's very understandable why we need to have two different limudim for Rubai Kekulai, one by Nazir and one by the pasuk by Beis Din Acher Rabban Lahakas. Could the typical situation of Rubai Kekulai is like the case of Shechita, where the Torah says that even though you just did roiv, it's good enough. The Torah is mechadish by Acher Rabban Lahakas, that it's not just that it's good enough that you have a roiv. What the Torah is mechadish by Acher Rabban Lahakas is that the entire Beis Din is considered as if they paskin that way. And why do we have to say that? Because if you're not going to say that, we're going to have a fundamental problem. The fundamental problem is going to be that you don't have the proper quorum. A Beis Din has to have a certain amount of people. And if you don't have that, you won't have the proper quorum, and your Din Torah will be disqualified. So now we've learned that there are two types of Rubai Kekulai. One is where the roiv is good enough, and one is where the roiv becomes like kulai. But then there are two other concepts. There's a concept that we're learning now about Rubai Kekulai, and there's another concept of Bittel Baroiv, and the Stipler in the Sefer Kehilas Yaakov in Masechta Sukkah, Simon Aleph, says that there are differences, there are fundamental differences between the concept of Rubik Kuloi and the concept of Hoylach Acharoif. He says, Hoylach Acharoif is a situation where we don't know what to do, like by a Bezdin. Whereas Rubik Kuloi is even in a situation where I know I only have what I have. I only shechted Roy with the Simon. Another situation is that Ruva Kekula is a situation where I say, when we're talking about one item, I have a Simon of the animal slaughtered, geshachten. I don't know if it's considered properly slaughtered or not. And Ruva Kekula tells me that if I shechted most of the simen, it's considered as if I shechted the entire simen. But Hoylach Acharoif is not when I have one item. I have two separate items. The example was something non-kosher fell into my kosher food. So I have two very separate items. I have the kosher food and I have the non-kosher food. There we don't say Rubik Kekuloi. There we say Hoylach Acharoif.